Hello, this is Scott Wells, another Scott Spotcast. I'm here in Austin, Texas for the fabulous Austin Auction. Here with the auctioneers of the day. We're wrapping up the day with Kit Cummins. And this is all about you because today was your day, actually.
That was pretty nice. Yeah, I was the guy responsible for starting 30 Austin years ago, although it was actually 1977 when we started the Austin Auction.
You don't count time the same here in Austin, do you?
No, we don't. Absolutely. Well, particularly not in the 70s.
Yeah. And then also with me is another auctioneer. This is David Hira.
And boy, we have a fun time every time together. Scott, you're a terrific auctioneer. Being here with you and Kent is awesome.
It's been a lot of fun. You know, that some years ago that Kent had put this together and trying to, I guess it was you, as far as trying to have the three of us, so that way you were going to be from like the central area, and with Dave from the north and me from the south in Houston.
And then, of course, the person who was responsible for the organization, the bookkeeping, and all of that was a woman named Judy Donaldson. Whatever happened to her?
Oh. Well, there she is now. Hey, Judy.
Hi, Judy.
Yes, I remember when this started out as a one-hour auction as part of a mini-convention, and
right.
It was incredible, and Kent has made it grow, and everyone who's been involved has been very proud.
And they get tens of thousands of dollars in this auction every year. Perhaps
it's
one of
true.
The largest auctions in
it's the largest annual magic auction in the world.
Awesome. And it's always the around this time, isn't it, in mid-April sometime?
Yeah, generally in somewhere in the spring.
Yeah,
the
spring
we don't
sometime.
Have a specific time for
always
it.
Always have a very good time.
You know, the craziest thing, though, is
what's
we
that,
start
David?
At 9 o'clock every time, and no matter what we do, we always finish at 6 o'clock.
At 6 o'clock.
Not about, not around, at 6.
Yeah, we were within
and
every 60 seconds.
And every single item on the list is sold.
And that's where we are now.
Exactly.
Pretty
right.
Amazing.
Yeah, that is.
Pretty amazing.
And I know it's going to be a while before you get the tally on this, but we had a lot of stuff that went, several went for over $1,000.
Several items went for over $1,000. The biggest Austin auction we ever had was over $44,000 in one day, but that was when we used to keep going until 2 or 3 in the morning.
Right.
Now that we've made it a little more intelligent, a little more doable, and we're all a little bit older, I think that it's not unusual to do over $20,000, and I'll be interested to see how much we do. But it's not really about the money. We don't do it to make money. We do it because we think it's a fun service for magicians.
And it turns out to be kind of a miniature convention in a way.
It does.
You know, we have our TAOM. It's always Labor Day weekend, which is the first weekend in September. And this is something that Austin always does then every year in trying to get everybody together. It's a lot of fun because the three of us kind of put on a show, you know.
That's right.
in trying to sell all the things that are available at the auction.
And part of make that fun, too, there's so many of our celebrity friends or people that are actually out there working, too,
that's
along
right.
with the amateur magicians both. We get to perform almost for those friends we don't get to see and have inside jokes.
That's
in
true.
It.
That's
and,
true.
And people just
right.
love to see all that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. And what would you say would be the best part or the most expensive thing that you sold today, then, David? Do you recall?
Gosh. Those boxes of silks. We had these rice silks, unopened, pristine directions, everything. The silks had never been out of the envelope. One box had, I think, 80 different packets, and that was sold for over $1,000. We had two of those that sold over $1,000. We had a Collector's Workshop Silver Odyssey that sold for almost right at $1,000.
That's incredible. And you had
just
some
amazing
too?
Yeah, we all had some big sales, but I say it's not about the sales. It's about magicians that come and do stuff. And, you know, you look around, and just over the last few years, I mean, we've Ray Anderson almost always comes by, and there's one of the best professional magicians in the world, in my opinion.
And he's unfortunately fairly unknown in the world, you know, but he's one of the best, my favorite.
He's one of the Follies, absolute
right.
best. C.J. Johnson, who's constantly on the road touring, somehow
Brian Brushwood was here,
to be
yeah.
here. Brian Brushwood, who's, you know, been on Leno a couple times and on the market.
The local Austin
he's
guys.
Here.
Chip Romero
Chip
from
Brad Henderson.
Norwegian Cruise Line, Brad Henderson.
Just an amazing bunch of full-time professional magicians. Bobby Cordell, an Austin guy.
I heard David Hira was here, you know, that was
awesome. He's not a full-time magician, though, is he?
Yeah, that's
he's thinking about it. Well, this has been a lot of fun, and I know that everyone has had a good time here as well. We probably had well over 200 people, wouldn't you say?
It certainly seemed like it, yeah. This is the biggest crowd we've had in at least 10 years.
The biggest crowd in 10 years? That's great.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's confirmed.
The weather's been absolutely gorgeous, and that brought them out, it seems like. And you say it's not about the money, it's about the fun. It's about the magic, and there was some magic that happened here today.
Can we say one more thing, too, about one of the greatest moments or parts of this auction was that legendary magician Ralph Markham, had passed away. And lots and lots of his magic estate was here. The memories were incredible. People shared stories. And
much of his estate.
Yeah, so much of our history is here.
Well, as we wrap down this last 10 seconds, I just want to say thanks again then to David Hire and also to Ken Cummins
you,
and to Judy Donaldson. Thank you guys very much. That's all for now. This is Scotty out.